Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast as we roll into the final day of February and March is officially the push for the playoffs. Blake, good to have you with me tonight. It's going to be an interesting episode. This week's been a weird week in the NHL, so I had to cobble some things to talk about together, but I don't know. This week's hockey action was interesting as your Canucks laid the shit kick into the Flames, and I'm sure you enjoyed that.
Must have been the jerseys.
You know, and we're going to talk about that in the show. That's one of the sections we're going to talk about is some classic jerseys. That game got me thinking. It got me thinking about jerseys, and that's going to be one of the topics we're talking about today. But, all right, we got to get this over with right now. Are the Canucks, what's going on?
Well, they just lost 7-2 today because
I know
I couldn't stop a beach ball. So,
but oh my,
that's tough. I mean, you can't really fault the players when your goalie.
But you only scored two goals.
Your goalie let in six goals on 13 shots.
I know, I know.
I mean, I'm not a big math guy, but that is that good?
But it's always more than just the players. It's all you got to make saves, but I mean, I don't understand.
The Canucks, Demko, I would start him again. You need the points.
You cannot not play Demko right now, can you? Like you had to play him every single game, don't you?
I would he faced what, like 30?
I don't care. Shots? I don't care if he faced 54. He has to play.
I would have went to him. I would have went to him again today. And, Halak couldn't stop a beach ball. So that's tough. I mean, let's see, who do they play on Thursday? It's, they play Toronto on Saturday and then they play
Montreal, I think, on Thursday.
No,
Calgary plays Montreal on Thursday.
How much? Who is it?
Anyways, it doesn't matter because this team, I don't understand them. Like, they'll be rock solid one night. And then the next night, it's like, just when you like they're crawling back into it.
You see it all the time. When your goaltender's not making saves, it's so hard to be confident out there. It's just like, fuck, like, oh my God, another one goes in. It's like, okay, like, what the fuck are we going
to
do?
But you have to admit, though, this team does rely a little bit heavily on Demko.
I mean, a lot of teams do. I mean,
I didn't say that, Blake. I asked you about the Canucks, man.
Yeah, I mean, they rely on Demko a lot. I mean, he's one of the best goalies in the league, and he's showing that over the last 2-3 months. And, I don't know. They're in a tough spot. Like, well, they're 5 points out.
They were three this afternoon, so it depends on what else happens.
Yeah, they're going to need some help, but we'll see.
Well, you're 3 points back. You got 30 games. Win some freaking hockey games in a row. They just rolled off, what, 4 or 5 in a row? I mean,
three in a row, 7 of their last 10.
I mean, they can do it. I mean, it's just a matter of fact. They just got to freaking, this team needs to buckle down. When they want to play good, they can play good. When they don't, they just suck.
Well, yeah, like the last two games, especially like against Calgary. Calgary took it to him in the first period. Demko made some big saves, and then like it's like, holy, like what is going on here in the second period?
Oh, they got power plays. I mean, they got three power play goals, and then they got a penalty shot goal. Just,
like, why don't they just play like that all the time? It's like,
I don't know.
The power, like the Canucks power play, for how much talent there is on there, it's actually astonishing how bad they're percentages. It is actually ridiculous. Like on paper, that should be one of the best power plays in the league.
I don't think they're strong out of the corner, though, are they? I think that's their. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, their puck retrievals aren't as good, but I mean, like,
I think that's so critical.
You got Miller, you got Horvat, Besser, like Hughes, like.
And I'm not knocking Miller. I mean, he's your whole freaking team.
Yeah. Well, look who decided to wake out of his coma. Pedersen, he's got, 22 points his last 13 games?
But he's still, I don't know, he still doesn't.
13 points his last 5, like, at least he's producing.
Yeah, I know, but he's a one way show though.
Like, yeah, at least he looks like he's like
somewhat engaged.
Engaged.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
He had two nice goals against Calgary. He had a
on the power play. On the power play.
No one.
Both
no.
of them were so on the power play.
One power play, one short handed.
Yeah, I mean they're both. I mean 5-on-5. That game was. Calgary.
That was a pretty good game, actually, 5-on-5. Calgary just got a little unraveled in undisciplined stuff.
I mean, what? I can't.
And then you get a tough break with Markstrom's skate. And it's
And then freaking penalty shot, Vladar's pad comes unhooked. Like, how often does that shit happen? I'm not making excuses.
Actually, I think JT Miller just deked him right out of that.
No. Yeah, probably, since it was hanging as JT Miller was at the blue line. I mean, it was just one of those nights for Calgary. It just was.
Calgary, maybe they're not a cup contender like we all thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. One night in Vancouver ends that. Yeah. Did you see the Saturday Night Hockey Night in Canada, Detroit, Toronto, left me speechless. It left me speechless.
I don't know what. Like, I only saw the first period.
I didn't watch the first period.
I had a game in Prince George. So I watched the first period, and it was 4-1 Toronto, and I'm like, okay, like, Toronto's rolling, you know? And, like, I check after the game, and it's like, I get a notification that Jack Campbell got pulled, and I'm like, what is going on? They were up 7-2, and this man got pulled. It made it 7-5. Then they make it 7-6.
Well, here, I'll give you the rundown. I turned this on at the start of the third. It was 7-2 Toronto.
Yeah.
Detroit scores 4 straight to make it 7-6. Then the Leafs go down and score and make it 8-6. The Wings come right back and score 8-7. The Leafs score a shorthanded goal to make it 9-7. And then I don't even remember if it was an empty net or right. They added one at the end.
It was.
To go to 10-7.
Marner had 4 goals.
Like, I don't understand how, I mean, you know, how crazy.
We're going to talk about the Leafs and one of my three questions.
Okay.
We're going to talk about.
Well, then we'll talk about
what they should do at the deadline. Cause that's, I don't know. They're in a little bit of a tough spot.
Question for you. Baseball. Who is Walker Buehler? Pitcher
for the Dodgers.
Did you see what he said?
No. I mean, a lot of players have been speaking out.
Yeah,
on
no, but he put a tweet out that said, this isn't millionaires versus billionaires. This is workers versus owners. But it is millionaires versus billionaires. He deleted the tweet.
It's like, I don't know, it's just frustrating to just like, the MLB and the owners just have no like urgency. It's just like we're really gonna have another lockout. Like,
I know.
If they lose a full season, like there's gonna be so many fans. It's just like, hey, like
they don't have any fans now.
Yes, they do. A lot of people love baseball still, Brad.
The ratings are atrocious.
Okay, but a lot of people still love baseball.
They love baseball, but they don't watch, Blake.
Yeah, I mean, who has the time to sit and watch 3.5 hours of baseball?
So how long have we been
talking?
Unless
you're a diehard fan like me.
I know, and I respect
baseball
the diehard fans.
Baseball is marketed for diehard fans because nobody, like I said, has the time to sit on the couch and watch a 9-inning game that could take up 5 hours.
So think about it, Blake. That's a piss-poor marketing plan, isn't it?
Well, I mean, like...
Can't you fix this, though?
No. How? You're not going to shorten the games.
Why?
Because,
Blake, there is so freaking long between innings and so long between pitches, it's ridiculous. I can fix it tomorrow. You walk up, you step into the batter's box, you can't get out. You're in the batter's box.
I wouldn't mind that.
When you get the ball as a pitcher, you got, I don't know how many seconds, but you have.
They do have, it's like
not enforced.
20 seconds.
It's not enforced. It's not enforced.
I mean, there
it's
is
not
a
enforced.
Clock.
It's not enforced. You imagine having a shot clock in basketball and then they didn't blow the whistle? That's what they do in baseball. Man. I love the sport of baseball. I do, and it pisses me off that they're making it so unentertaining. But I just hope they don't. I hope they don't go. I hope this doesn't go
anywhere.
I mean,
but like, not much beats MLB playoffs, so that's for sure.
NFL did kick their asses here, up, down, and around the corner.
Oh, yeah, but like, When is the last time the NFL has been like that? Like, it's probably been like a decade.
But the NFL is so far.
I would rather watch baseball playoffs. The only sport that I will watch more is hockey because I like that it's 4-7 game series. Football, it's like one and done. Like you can go 18-0 and lose one game and your season's over. Like that's just I don't know. Well,
look at how many times the number
one and done is just so dumb.
Look at how many times the number one seed gets knocked out in hockey.
Yeah, but at least you got 4 losses to work with though.
I don't disagree, but all I'm saying is you can't have a season that is like watching paint dry and then tell me how great your playoffs are.
No, playoffs are amazing.
You have to have something amazing on the way there. There's teams last year that I noticed 2 months into the season, 3 months into the season, that were 20 games over. Back.
Yeah. The parity needs work for sure. Like competitive, so they're going to expand playoffs most likely. So you'll see some different teams in the playoffs, which I think will be cool rather than just the same 8 teams every year. But
it's boring.
Yeah, I don't know. They need to figure their shit out though, because if there's no baseball, I'd be sad.
Yeah. Get this one. Last week, Flyers home game. The Flyers give out fanny packs, which is not a bad promotion, but it's all right. It's an okay promotional gift, right?
Yeah.
Except for the fanny packs they give out don't fit in their bag policy.
What?
Yes, they gave out fanny packs that fans are not, they're too big, that they don't allow fans to use to come to the games.
Fanny packs aren't that big.
I know that, but they do not fit their organization's policy on entry into the game.
What a dumb, what are they doing?
Probably the marketing probably should consult a few things before you do that.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Speaking of other unprofessional garbage, the Edmonton Oilers today put Brandon Perlini on waivers. Brandon Perlini found out because his mom, Vicky, saw it on Twitter. Replied to the Edmonton Oilers and said, pretty darn bad when the players have to find out from his mom off Twitter, don't you think?
Yeah, not a great look for the old Oilers. There's not much more to say.
Holy shit.
That's tough.
How does that happen?
I mean, it happened to Fleury.
Marc-Andre Fleury?
He found on social media that he got traded to Chicago.
I do not understand that. To me, that is a heartless, classless bullshit move by any organization. Call your player in. Call him on the phone. Get it done. Yeah. He should be the first person to find out.
Yeah.
Absolute first person. No questions asked. This is not something that should be leaked or out anywhere before a player knows. It's just bad. It's about as good as their goaltending, right, Blake? It's about as good as their goaltending. Shitty.
No comment.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about a few teams and what their deadline needs are. And then we're going to talk about what classic hockey jerseys need to be brought back. And we'll go around the league, talk Bennett, Russian invasion. Muzzin hits the LTIR. McKinnon / and then an outdoor game in Nashville. All right, Blake. Isn't it a good episode when I'm not even making fun of your Canucks?
Yeah,
I told you today. You messaged me today, and I said this is a team. I told you 6 weeks ago they're going to the playoffs. I still think they will.
We'll see.
I still think they will.
That's going to take a miracle.
Not really. They're 3 points back.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to take some work. But they're winning
$400 in old betting there that they do. I forgot to tell you that.
That was good.
And I put $90 in on four bets today and didn't get anything. So
didn't hit anything. It's like fishing, Blake. No. It's like fishing.
I know.
Okay. What teams have the biggest deadline needs?
Okay, we're not going to talk about the Leafs because that's one of my questions.
Okay.
Oh, it's about their the deadline for them.
Okay, so then we'll talk about three other teams, and maybe touch on a few more. The first one I'm going to bring up is the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Because I think, and you tell me if I'm stupid on this, I think they have JT Miller penciled in on their roster, and the Canucks are frickin' screwing it up.
Well, no, I just don't think they've gotten a good enough offer.
I don't think the Canucks can't get an offer
with like Braden Schneider in. I think the deal would already be done.
I don't think so. Right now, I'm behind closed doors in Vancouver. I think they're like, we can't do it to our fans if we're 3 points out, 5 points out. We can't. Not yet.
Now, yeah, you can, because first of all, the fans and the fan base and the organization has been through 8 years of hell, and the fans will understand if you sell off of the deadline and get a haul for your three or four pieces that you move off, and if that's going to help you in the future to contend in 2 years down the road, I think they'll completely understand that.
I don't know. Your team went to the conference finals two
You got to have a vision, though. You can't just trade Miller and then not have no plan. You have to have a vision and you have to have a plan in place and say, okay, we're going to trade Miller. We're going to trade Mott. We're going to trade Luke Shen and we're going to trade all these guys. We're going to get picks and prospects and some roster pieces to build and reopen our window in 2 years down the road.
But Blake,
I think fans will understand that, but
you like keep Jim forgetting
didn't
though.
Have much of a vision at all. He pretty much just picked pieces up and pieces in upside down, and it's like, what are we doing
here? Blake, your owner doesn't want to rebuild.
I wouldn't even say it's a rebuy. I would just say it's like a little retool.
Well, call it what you want, Blake. Your owner doesn't want to suck for 2 years.
Now, I think the Canucks, in order to take a few steps forward, you got to take a step back.
Last year wasn't a step back for you?
Well, I mean, when you let go of Tanev and Markstrom and Toffoli and Troy Stetcher, they lost a lot of leadership. So, like, I don't know. It's I don't know. I don't know, like, the answer to that.
Do you think
you got to have a vision, though.
Do you think ownership in Vancouver right now is sitting there going, damn it, Bruce, you won 7 out of 10. You're freaking screwing up our plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. Like Bruce Brudeau said himself, he's going to make it as hard as possible for them to make decisions. And he's doing a pretty damn good job of that. I think they're 18-8-5. Yeah. Under Brudeau, they have the second best record since December 6th behind the Leafs.
Excuse me? Calgary lost one game in February?
No, since December, I said.
Okay. Calgary still probably has
the
best record.
Yeah, you guys had 10-1.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't. Like, I don't know, maybe, like, it's for sure, like, top five. So it's pretty good. It's near the top of the league.
Let's talk about the Rangers a little bit further. Do you think they're going to be willing to give up Georgiev?
Yeah, I think they would be willing to give up Georgiev. Like, honestly, like, this might be, like, a super, like, bold take, but, like, could Igor Shesterkin win the Hart Trophy? Is that outlandish to say?
Yeah, because I think it's already determined, man.
And they're right on pace.
There is no way this year, and because of how it is voted, it's so freaking screwy. Like there's
ever seen a goalie have a 1.9 goals against average and a 9 almost 40 save? He's flirting with the best ever save percentage in like a single season for NHL goalie.
Yeah.
That's how good he's been.
I'm not saying he's not even deserving of it.
The Rangers are a completely different team when he's on that. You saw it against Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like Demko and Vancouver. So I feel like it's the same way. Obviously, the Rangers are a way better team than Vancouver, but they rely on their goaltender a lot too.
So where do you?
I really like the Rangers back end though. Like, it's young, it's good, it's talented.
I like the whole Rangers team.
Like Miller, you got Schneider, you got Fox, you got Trouba. Like, that's a really talented back end. They got a world class goalie. Maybe like if they got Miller in there or
God, Miller fills another, that piece.
Another center, I don't know.
Miller fills that piece so well. Oh,
and he's versatile. He can play the wing, he can play center.
It's exactly what the Rangers need. He's tough. It's exactly. Florida Panthers. What do you think they're going to go and do?
Florida Panthers. Well, did you see who they signed today?
No.
See that? I don't know much about him. He's from Finland, but did you see he has to clear waivers first?
Oh, well.
So somebody might claim him. I don't know how that works, but Florida could, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it type thing. Like,
I just think they add a defenseman.
Defenseman.
That's what I think they add. Maybe a guy
not saying like Luke Shen is amazing, but like a guy like that, like a depth D-man that can come in and kind of be in and out of the lineup and kind of 6-7 guy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're going to go big game hunting. Like, and go out and get, like, a Klingberg or anything.
No, I don't see that yet. I don't see that happening.
But, Bobrovsky's playing well.
Why do I think Jeff Petrie lands there?
Yeah, he's making a little too much money. 6.2, I don't know. He hasn't been very good this year, but nobody in Montreal has been very good.
No.
Yeah, I can see that.
I also thought Mark Giordano, but I've heard too much talk that Giordano is only willing to go to Toronto or Calgary.
Shocker.
Calgary's not going to do anything with that, so.
That's
not happening. Edmonton Oilers need a goaltender. They need a goaltender bad. They need defense bad. They don't have any cap space. What does this team do? Do they really go into the playoffs? I mean, I think they need a goalie more than any team needs any other player.
They need a goalie, and every other GM in the league knows it.
I know.
That makes it even tougher to trade because they're just going to hold Holland by the balls.
So what do they do? Do they get a goalie? Do they find a taker?
Like, you can't go out and get let me just see here.
So let's say they go get Gorgiev out of the Rangers, right?
Yeah, that's a lateral move. He's about as good as Smith.
Okay, so who are you getting better? I can't think of one better. I can't. Marc-Andre Fleury is not going there. And I'm going to make a bet right now. You want to hear a bet? Marc-Andre Fleury tends the net for the Pittsburgh Penguins again.
No, Tristan Jarry has been good.
I know, but hey, can you have two Jarry-Fleury tandem? It's pretty good to me.
Yeah, I'm just like who needs a goalie? Like, maybe
Toronto?
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in three questions. Do they maybe trade for what's his name in Seattle?
Grubauer?
No, other guy. Driedger?
Do you feel good going with Driedger in the playoffs?
Better than Smith.
Well, do you feel better with Skinner?
What about Braden Holtby? He's been pretty good this year.
Yeah, well, why would Dallas do that? Dallas needs him.
They got Jake Oettinger.
I know. Well, Holtby's...
I'm just going down the list.
I don't think Holtby will leave, though, will he?
What about Billy Huso?
Oh, the St. Louis is not giving up. He's their goalie, man. That's their goalie.
I know, but they got Biddy.
They're not trading him. They will not trade him.
Okay, what about Korpisalo or Merzlikins? I don't know.
I would say Korpisalo will go.
Montreal is interested in Samsonov from Washington.
Washington needs a goalie too.
I know.
All of a sudden, there's not enough goalies.
Edmonton, all in. Break the bank.
It's broke. The bank's broke, dude.
Break the bank for Spencer Knight. I think about that.
What would you have to give?
I don't know. Do you think Florida would do it?
Not till not
they got,
till
they it's got not, Bobrovsky under contract for five more years.
They probably would do it in the off season. They're not doing that at deadline.
He's not even he's in the AHL right now.
They're not doing it at deadline. It would make no sense for them. Why would they help another team out before deadline? That's a move they make this offseason.
That is something to keep an eye on, though. Like, off-season trade? Like,
yeah.
Edmonton needs a young goalie.
They have to. Someone's going to have to give up a ton.
If they even gave up, like, Yamamoto, two first-round picks, I would do it. Like, I honestly would overpay to get, like, a young goalie. Like,
I've learned this year that if you don't have a goalie, you don't have a team.
No, you're not going to win. Look at the Canucks today.
You're not going to win.
No.
You're not going to win.
Honestly, I think like that could happen.
In the offseason. I'm with you. In the offseason. I don't think that happens at a deadline.
Break the bank for Spencer Knight. Sell the farm. Sell the farm.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think we might see something with like a Korpisalo. I do. I think.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's probably the most likely.
Like, is Korpisalo that much better than Smith? Like,
no.
I don't think he is.
No. You know what else Edmonton's missing heading into the playoffs? God, Oilers fans are going to send us hate mail. That's all right. Carolina had the address for a lot of years. They have no veteran leadership that's won on that team either. Find me a winner on the Edmonton Oilers.
No. No. Not really.
Hey, by the way, before I forget, who was on a line with Pettersson tonight? Did I see that he was
I'm not answering that question. You already know the answer to, so I'm not falling into your bullshit.
I just thought of that. That came to my mind, and I thought, oh, I got to ask Blake what wing he's flanking right now.
Ask them questions you already know the answer to.
Oh, jeepers. One last team I want to talk about in these deadline needs, and it's a team that we probably didn't think we would be talking about at this point, but do the LA Kings, do they go out and do something here?
They're
one of the hottest teams in the league.
About this yesterday. They're just overperforming right now.
I know, but like,
they got a young team. Like this is a team that can do some damage in the off season because like Dustin Brown's coming off the books. You got Olli Maatz $3.5 million coming off the books. I don't know. Like it's tough. Like even like Cal Peterson, he's been terrible this year.
Do you think he's been? I don't think he's been terrible.
That's a save percentage of like 894.
Well, this team is like one of the hottest teams in the league right now. Like they have been really good. They vaulted up to second in the Pacific and they have tons of leverage to make moves.
They only have $1 million cap space though. Like I said, in the off season, this team could do damage, but it's just like guys like they're just overperforming. Like Philip Deneau.
He's a winner though.
He had 5 goals in 53 games all this year. He's got 15 and 51. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like I feel like just some of their role players are just playing a little over their head right now.
No. Yeah. Well, I don't.
And Quick's been good this year too. He's kind of taken back that starting job away from what's his name?
Yeah.
He's got 30 starts, 2.5, 4 goals against average, 9.13 save. It's been pretty good.
So I got this book for Christmas from my kids. I always get a hockey book every year, and this year I got this one. It's called Fabric of the Game, and it's about hockey jerseys. And it got me thinking after I read this book, and then the Canucks-Flames game the other night, Vancouver's sporting those black jerseys.
Probably the best ever jersey combo head-to-head this year.
It is, yeah. It was probably the coolest looking game visually that we have seen this year, except for the scoreboard.
Yeah.
But that skate jersey, and I even love that skate logo on the white. That was, I mean, I remember Pavel Bure wearing that. Jeez, it was so good.
A lot of people that don't like him, though, which is kind of puzzling.
Really? And see, like, I even kind of like the Johnny Canuck jersey. I really do. But I look at that black, and I saw that night, and it seems like every time Vancouver wears it, they win.
They dominate. Like, that, when they wear that jersey, they, like, are historically unbelievable. I think they've only, in the last 4 years that they've worn them, I think they've only lost twice.
So at what point then does ownership be like, maybe we should wear these all the time?
Yeah, I know. Like, even the players are like, yeah, we should wear these every home game.
And I started.
Also, can we talk about the best goalie setup ever?
Oh, don't. Now, that was cool, but it wasn't the best.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. It is the exact replica of Kirk McLean. I honestly thought it was Kirk and Nett.
Demko's pretty sick. Demko's better than Kirk McLean.
And then he makes that windmill glove save without the stick. I'm like, oh, little shades of Kirky in 94.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You weren't even alive.
I've seen highlights, though. Leave me alone. Jesus.
So it got me thinking. It got me thinking of other jerseys that I'd like to see come back. And you know which one? I made a list, and I want to get
Arizona did one thing right.
Yeah, I wrote that. That's the only thing they've done right. As an organization in the last 5 years, that is the only thing they've done right, is bring that logo back. Yeah. A couple other ones that I thought of, though. I would like to see the Tampa Bay Lightning bring back their jersey from year one. I liked that black. I thought that logo was cool.
When they beat the Flames in the Cup Final, that logo?
Yeah, yep. Silver stripe on it. I thought that was
throw that in there.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, you're funny. Only my team's won and yours hasn't, so I don't know. We'll just
I had to throw some jabs.
And then I wouldn't mind seeing the Pittsburgh Penguins go back to their baby blues.
Oh no!
You don't like that?
No. The one they wore in the Winter Classic.
Yeah, that was their old classic jersey.
No.
You don't like that one?
Wasn't a fan.
You know, okay, well.
Wasn't a fan. What about the horse head in Cowtown?
Fuck, I hate that jersey.
What?
There's no way we'll ever go to the Blasty as a regular jersey.
Blasty? You don't like Blasty?
No.
What about, let me see here. I'm just trying to think. Anaheim Ducks?
You know, I was going to write that one down, but I like Anaheim's setup right now.
I don't know. I just like the old white, like when Paul Curry is in there, gets knocked out by Scott Stevens.
Too Disney-ish. Don't like that. That's gimmicky.
Let's see.
I wrote down the Washington. I wrote down the Washington Capitals in the early '80s when they had the Peter Bondra era with the. It's similar now. They've got a modified version of it now. It's a modified version. It's pretty good right now. Another one. The LA Kings, the old yellow and purple? Oh, I like that.
Too much going on there.
What?
I don't know.
It's yellow and purple. Like, what's going on?
I just don't know if that color combo works.
Why? You don't
it
think?
It just kind of copies the LA Lakers, too, kind of.
That was the whole idea, dude.
No, I know.
Do you know how many sports towns have the same colors for their teams?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's all gold and black.
Yeah.
I'm just like, let me see. Other teams. What about?
There's one glaring one for me. There's one glaring one for me, and it blows my mind. How can the Edmonton Oilers not wear the jerseys when they were successful with Gretzky?
I know. I hate those maroon jerseys, or those blue jerseys.
Those blue jerseys they're wearing now are god awful, and I hate the orange ones too. Yeah. Don't like the orange ones. I just miss the old blue. The Oiler blue.
Oh, how about the Winnipeg Jets old logo?
That's I have that one down too. I really like that. I really like those jerseys. They were really nice.
It's just simple.
I don't hate Winnipeg's now. I don't. I think Winnipeg did a pretty good job. But
also, I like Florida's old logo better.
No, I don't. I did not. I never liked
that. You like this logo?
I'm not saying I like this logo. I did not like this.
How about Buffalo Sabres red, black, and silver?
No, they're wearing it next year, dude. I hate it. I don't like
it. Perfect. Perfect.
And a freaking screaming goat on the front. Cool. Screaming goat.
I like that logo.
Yeah. You know another one I thought about, and I was wavering on if it should be, is I kind of like the old green and red for the Devils.
Not a fan. Too Christmassy.
I don't like the colors. Like, I don't. I think they look horrible together, but I do think there's a nostalgic. It was just the way the Devils were, though. It was just,
I like the Dallas Stars old jerseys from like 2007.
What, the old black ones? With the.
No, they're like green. They're like dark green.
Yeah, they kind of have
a brownish and like silver.
It was gold.
Or gold, yeah. But that, like, those are nice jerseys. Like back when Marty Turco was there, like, yeah. I like those jerseys.
Yeah, that's not bad. A couple of jerseys that I hate that are not in the league anymore is the old Hartford Whalers. I love that. I love the Nordiques, and God, I kind of miss the Minnesota North Stars jerseys too. That was a really classic and good jersey. But I don't know. Jerseys are fun to talk about. Jerseys are fun to collect. Those Canucks jerseys. As much as I hate the Canucks, that was very, 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 very nice to see. All right, let's go around the league. We got a bunch of little things to talk about. And, let's get it started here with Sam Bennett. And I was going to ask you if you saw, I don't know if you saw this. I meant to ask you before the show, but I didn't. Cole Sillinger goes to put an empty netter in, and Sam Bennett flies out of nowhere and absolutely crushes him. Completely legal. But a lot of people thought it was over the top. Where was your take on this?
Yeah, Sillinger's kind of like dipsy noodle, kind of thinking that he's going to get a free empty net goal, and Bennett just clobbered him.
God. It was.
He got a penalty on it too, which is kind of like.
But was it not? I mean, maybe.
It was kind of charging.
But it wasn't. Okay, I agree. It looked like it because he was moving so fast, but his feet weren't moving.
No.
He was gliding. It was just a monstrous hit. But Cole Sillinger will never do that again.
No, I mean, he got up right away, so it's a tough kid.
Unfortunate news in the world this week is Russia invaded the Ukraine, and we're not going to talk about it long, but it has changed a few things in the hockey world, and there was a few people that spoke their mind this week, and I respect that. Everybody I'm open to opinions. I mean, everybody can have their opinion. The NHL today did announce that they're going to suspend relationships with Russian business partners and cut down their Russian digital media coverage, which I'm sure Russia could give two shits less. But anyways, there will be no more that as far as the National Hockey League. Then Wayne Gretzky came out this weekend and said that he thinks international hockey should eliminate Russia from World Juniors and World Championships for the time being. And what was your take on Gretzky's?
They did do that today.
They did do that. Gretzky talked about Saturday night.
Them in Belarus. Yeah, I mean, like when you got one of the greatest players to ever play the game, say something like that. I mean, WIHF kind of had no choice. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean.
Well, the WIHF, yeah.
Gretzky's like, when Gretzky says something, a lot of people listen. I think he has a pretty powerful voice in the game of hockey. So
I agree.
Like for him to say something like that, was kind of eye-opening. And, what did you think of Hasek's comments?
Well, that's what my next thing was, Dominic Hasek came out and said that the NHL should immediately suspend contracts for all Russian players. And he went so far as to criticize Russian superstar Alex Ovechkin, Ovechkin came out with a press release, I guess you go, and I didn't press release, a comment saying no more war and, you know, denounced what Vladimir Putin was doing. Okay. He did, you know, was part of the campaign for Putin. I that's his prerogative to do that. I mean, and I don't hold that against him. But Tasek took it a little bit far and called him a chicken shit and a liar. And every adult in Europe knows well that Putin is a mad killer and that Russia is waging a war, offensive war against a free country and its people. And they are. And I don't think it's right. And I don't think you think it's right. And I would venture to say that most people outside of Russia, and hell, a lot of Russian people don't think it's right. Right. But that being said, I don't think it makes any sense to penalize Russian players in the States.
I mean, like, would that urge Putin to do something? If all Russian athletes and all Russians got their freedoms taken away in North America, like, you don't think Putin would care?
I think Putin would be like, yes, now your money is here, you're mine, I own you. That's what Putin wants.
Okay, I'm just saying, like,
Putin doesn't give a rat's royal ass.
I see it both ways. Like, again, it's definitely not right what Russia's doing, but like, for players to be just receiving death threats, it's just like,
that's not right.
It's so messed up. Like, it's like they have no, like, the athletes over here have no control what goes on.
Russian people over there have no control over what Putin does. But I am going to throw one thing into it, though. Here's my thing. If I was the NHL, I'd say, you guys are fine. You're fine. We're not holding this against you because it's not your fault. But that being said, if you choose to go home to Russia in the off season, you may not get back.
Yeah.
Just like I think if people get drafted this year in the National Hockey League that are Russian, they're not going to get visas. I'm almost positive that if this continues, there's going to be no visas given out by Canada or the U.S.
What do you think of, like, people saying that the reason why Russia did this is because Joe Biden's president?
No, I don't think that that's like not the reason
people
why.
People said, like, if Trump was president, this wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about politics.
I don't think we need to go down this road, but I think Trump had better relations. And if here's the question. Russia wanted to take Ukraine over 5 years ago, but didn't.
Right.
And now Biden's in office, and they do. Yeah. It's about strength and leadership, and that's all. Yeah. Do I think, you know, what has happened in the States affects it that drastically? No, I don't. I think it's a factor, though. I think it's a factor. But it is what it is. It's unfortunate, and I pray each and every day that something happens to end it, and to not end it in a catastrophic way, because it is really, really scary.
Yeah.
Toronto places Jake Muzzin on LTIR. Says that he won't be out too long, but...
Oh, he's out till playoffs.
Yeah, so...
I promise you that.
So this just opens up $5.6 million in cap space for the Leafs.
It opens up a lot of options. They can pretty much go out and get a top six winger. They can go out and get top four D-man, whatever they want. And they got the cap space now, so not another team taking advantage of that loophole, baby.
This happened, I know, last week, right, as we were recording, but what did you think of the McKinnon /no/?
I mean, he didn't get suspended, and I guarantee you the NHL went to the linesman and talked to him, and the overhead view doesn't look great.
No?
The overhead view doesn't look great at all. And, like, the NHL's thing, like, he was trying to slash the center. It does, like, the overhead view does that no justice. But I don't know. Like,
so do you think if that's a different player, let's say, I can't think of a player right now. Just an average third liner.
Long Wilson, 100 games.
Oh, shit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It caught me a little bit. I was a little miffed by it. I can't help but think, God, did the league just say, you're not doing anything to McKinnon on this? We can't afford to have him out. I would hope the league would never do that. I trusted the league would never do that. Stadium Series hits Nashville. 68,000 people there. As another outdoor game, I thought the sight lines were better for this one. It was pretty cool. The camera was way far back. I didn't particularly care for that. Fairly intense game. I did not watch all of it. I watched some of it. It was fights, goals, questionable hits. Tampa Bay did win 3-2. But a good back and forth tight game. Great for the market. 68.
Corey Perry lasted more than 10 minutes.
I tweeted it. I said, is he going to take the walk of shame right away again tonight? No, I didn't. Well, I did see something weird though. I got a question for you. And I don't know if anybody else noticed this. I saw one other person did. I saw it on Twitter. So the jerseys that they wore that said Smashville, you know?
Yeah.
They all had a little logo inside the Smashville, that little guitar pick logo, you know? But UC Sorrell's jersey didn't have that.
Really?
The hell? They all had the big Smashville and had the little guitar pick logo in the center. And UC Sorrells' jersey didn't have it.
That's weird.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Are you ready for three questions, Blake?
Let's do it.
It's time for three questions.
All right, Blake, three questions, our favorite part of the show. Last week I asked you three questions. This week you fire three back at me. Go.
Who is the best value contract that signed this offseason?
Come on.
Yeah, I might have stumped you for the first time ever here.
Yeah, I usually have opinions right away.
If you get the same match as me, I'll buy you a coffee next time I see you.
Shit, you already owe me a coffee. I don't know. Fire away. Go.
It's got to be Michael Bunting. $925K for 2 years. He's got 21 goals.
Yeah, but that I don't even consider that. Like, he was... Okay. I'll give you that.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, for sure. For sure. For sure.
I mean, helps when you're playing with Matthews and Marner, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Question number two. What do the Leafs need to do? Because, like, they're in a tough spot right now. Jack Campbell's playing like shit. And... He's got 5 goals in 8 of his last 13 starts. Or sorry, 4 more goals. Like, he's a free agent next year. Like,
here's my honest answer.
On LTIR, like, what do they need to add?
Here's my answer. Last year, the Toronto Maple Leafs made their decision on goaltender when they let Frederik Andersen go. Mm-hmm. They made their decision. And their decision was that they were going to put all their trust in Jack Campbell. Mm-hmm. So right now, what ownership, management, and the coach need to do is walk up to Campbell and say, you were our man last year. You're our man this year. We trust in you. We're going to play you, and you're going to do well, and we're going to be behind you 100% because there is not a goalie out there that's going to be traded to the Leafs that's going to be better than Campbell before the playoffs.
Yep. No, I agree. I like the addition of Lyubushkin. I like that addition. Like, Miller to the Leafs makes some sense. They got the cap space for him. Klingberg makes sense too to the Leafs if they decide to do something like that. But I don't know. Like, it's just heads will roll if they lose the first round again. They are losing the first round again. They're playing Tampa?
Blake, we say that every year.
No, this year is different, though.
Why?
Because, like, this is year 6 with this core, Brad. Year 6. If the Leafs, I will go and say, if the Leafs don't make it out of the first round, Dubas gets fired.
Okay, so big deal. So Dubas gets fired.
And then the next move would be like a Mitch Marner trade, I think.
Okay, but you can't even go any further than that because everybody has got no trade clauses.
I don't think Marner does.
Okay, so you're going to be able to move one guy. Like, what's that going to do?
I don't know.
It's you know what I'm saying? It's like a bad deal you can't fix because you locked yourself into it. So all you can do as a ownership group and a management group is say, we trust in you. We believe in you. Throw all the confidence you can at the Leafs and pray to God the winds blow right in Toronto when you win. That's all you can do. Because your hands are tied.
Three. Did you hear the the pissing match between Wheeler and the reporter?
No, I caught something on Twitter right before we went on air. Fill me in. Is this a question? The question to answer is no, I didn't.
So this reporter in Winnipeg said like something smart ass to Wheeler, and Wheeler's like, yeah, you know, if you wanna like say something bad about me, write an article bad about me, go ahead. You know, that's fine by me. And like the reporter's like, hey, I just asked a simple question. And then Wheeler's like, hey, are you trying to get in a pissing match with me? And it's just like, holy shit.
Wheeler said that? And Wheeler
yeah,
said that?
It was like, holy fuck. You gotta go watch it. It's funny.
I don't know. Me and you have, we both have been shaking our heads over the Winnipeg Jets. And I don't get it. I don't get it. This is like the greatest building of a team that went bad that I can think of in the last 10 years. This is a team that I thought was built. Oh, I guess it reminds me of San Jose. How many years did I pick San Jose to win the cup and it would freaking figure out a way to lose right
away?
I picked
Edmonton too, I think.
No, you did. I didn't. You freaking picked the Edmonton Oilers. And that has got to be one of the worst picks I've ever seen in my life. But it's
you know what the worst pick is? Vegas missing the playoffs in their first year, halfway through the year.
Everybody,
by yours truly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, listener question comes from Edmonton, Alberta. Rob Brewer writes in, should the NHL draft age be changed from 18 to 19?
Why? What would the reasoning be there?
The only thing I can think of, and I have thought about this question, and I actually like it, but right now it's 18 years old, on or before September 15th, not older than 19 before the 31st of the draft. And here's why I would like to see it go to 19. It's one more level of maturity. It's really hard, and the reason being is it would be easier for scouts if they had one more year to watch a player, because you develop, okay, think about how much you grow up from 15 to 17, and think about how much you grow up as a person and develop from 17 to 19.
Yeah.
If you got one more year, I feel like it would be less of a guess. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you could be a little more accurate. And
you'd be more, the readiness would be there.
The readiness would be there. And I don't think you would lose anything by it. I don't think there'd be any negatives, because how many kids are drafted at 18? I mean, there's the two a year that step right up and can actually handle it.
Well, like this year, I don't even think there's a top 10 pick in the league.
And so would it matter? Like how many would it matter? I can only see good coming from it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting question.
Yeah, really good question. So I don't know. This week was a weird week of hockey. There's a lot of things going on. And next week, we're going to actually get to do an update on Blake's little Canucks to see if they're still on their roll and see if they're sellers. Or if the Vancouver Canucks are going to be a playoff team. And what would you do? Very realistic question here. If they squeak in, they're probably playing Calgary or Colorado.
Cup praise on them.
Oh, yeah, because they'll handle the Flames, because they handled them last Saturday night, huh?
First round exit for the old Flames, then.
Oh, man. We're back again next week to talk more Hockey Talk, another hour next week. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Get on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Yeah, we're there. Check it out. Enjoy this week's hockey action, and we'll see you next week for another episode. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars underscore Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.